New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Ah, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Woo! It's good to be back in business, back here. A couple of days off last week. Go and see some family stuff that needed to be done. But I'm back and ready to go for a new week.
Back with the vengeance. Yeah. God, I'm happy to see your beautiful face, Greeno.
The feeling is mutual. I've missed you, you know?
I mean, Jess would attribute to this as well. She'd agree to this. But God, there were some oopsies on the buttons when I was in charge. So
don't tell him that.
Oh, no.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I wasn't listening, so.
You know what I'm liking it to? It's like, because you're trying to, you know, obviously think about the buttons and you're trying to construct articulate sentences at the same time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a bit like trying to pat your head and rub your belly. My little brain can't handle all that going on at once, so.
I'm sure you did fine. It was your first proper crack at it, so yeah, it's all good.
No disasters. The station's still running.
That's it. Everything's still working as far as I can see. How was your weekend, Jess?
It was all right. Yeah. Pretty quiet.
Oh, you know what? We were just saying, the two of us, your hair looks glorious today.
Thank you.
So, you said you did the straightening yesterday. Was it a big session? Like, how long does that take?
You've got a lot of hair.
For the uninitiated, like, over here, we know nothing about this.
Half of 45 minutes?
Sweet. Looks maybe. Great. Looks fantastic.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say
it was worth it just for that.
Yep. What did you get up to on the weekend, Stephen?
Played footy, Cardiff Hawks, winners.
Get out.
Woo!
Absolutely. All four grades as well. Winners on the weekend.
So. Up the Cardiff Hawks.
Yeah. Big celebration at the Duke of Wellington.
They'll be one
night.
Of the region's big winners, I reckon, over the weekend.
Gotta be. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, fantastic news all around. You wake it up with the Novos. We're all back on board. 506 Woo! New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, you got a bit of an update on this alleged hit and run down on the Central Coast over the weekend.
Yeah, so we were reporting on this yesterday that a 68-year-old woman sadly died after she got off a bus on Ocean Beach Road at Woi Woi on Saturday night. And as she crossed the road, she was hit by a car that was being driven south, thrown to the roadway, and she was struck by a second vehicle. Awful story. She tragically died at the scene. The driver of one of the cars was taken to hospital for mandatory testing. And then yesterday morning, police seized a car from a home on the Central Coast and they arrested a 20-year-old man there. He's been charged with fail to stop and assist after vehicle impact causing death. He was granted conditional bail and will face court next week.
Jeez, full on story.
Wow, yeah. Awful.
Yeah.
Very awful. Something a bit brighter, I suppose. We move to the Women's World Cup. Is not too far away.
Yep.
Newcastle City have put some public viewings on. Is that right?
Yeah, so last week we heard that Maitland was going to be doing what they call live sites, so basically setting up a spot where you can go and watch the games on the big screen. So Maitland are doing it at their number one sports ground, and Newcastle Council announced yesterday they're going to be doing it in Wheeler Place again, like they did with the Socceroos last year. So the Matildas, they're playing Ireland in the opening round of the tournament on July 20. Then they take on Nigeria and Canada in that first group stage, and both councils said they'll sort of determine how far the Matildas get as to, you know, how long they'll keep the live sites going for, as long as they're in it, hopefully. But obviously we've got a couple of local girls playing, so Claire Wheeler and Emily Van Egmond, which locals will be very keen to go out and watch. So the live sites are awesome. I went to the Maitland one last year and it's such a vibe.
Well, yeah, I went to the Wheeler Place one for a round of 32 clash with Argentina for, obviously, the Men's World Cup.
Mm.
I don't know if it'll be enough. Like, that was packed at, like, 5 in the morning, whatever time that game was. Ridiculously unsociable time.
Oh, yeah.
You get these games on, you know, at, like, in the afternoon. I don't know. I reckon we need more. I don't reckon it's enough. Anyway, it's a good start.
McDonald Jones Stadium, is that what you're saying on the new screens?
I reckon why not? I reckon, like,
that could be a go.
Yeah. Especially if, I mean, the women are a good chance to go pretty far through this tournament. I mean, Sam Kerr is one of the perennial stars of the game.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just reckon it's a good start, don't get me wrong, but we need to set our sights higher than this.
We need to go bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Stephen's got the idea. Just give New Italia a ring.
Yeah, okay, we'll get on that.
Right. Thank you. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, over the weekend, went and watched the basketball.
Oh, how
NBL
nice.
NBL won for the first time since I've been over here in Newey. So,
well, you're a big basketball fan, aren't you?
Well, that's it. I love most sports, but I love basketball the most. It's definitely my favourite sport.
There we go. Good to know.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go watch the Falcons. They took on the Hawks, I think, Illawarra Hawks. They went down in a close match, which was unfortunate. Yeah. But the stadium was packed.
People loving it.
Well, I came straight from, I actually was at the pub watching the UFC.
Yeah.
And I've had like a beer or two and was in a sport mood.
Yeah.
I went, you know what? What's on? Basketball's on.
Oh, great.
Go look at that. So I actually rocked up probably about 5 minutes into the game, a little bit late because, you know, the UFC went a bit over. And I couldn't find a seat anywhere. I genuinely was so packed.
There we go. Do you have to buy a ticket to get into that?
Yeah, $10 for a spectator.
That's all right. That's not a, like, it's a cheap night out.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it's not bad. And I had cheap drinks there as well. I bought a beer for me and my mate. It cost $12, so.
That is a bargain.
That's all right. $6 a tinny.
Yeah.
You take that, don't you?
Oh, at a sporting venue? Jeez, that's a deal.
Nice close game as well. Enjoyed it thoroughly.
So, unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but still a bit of fun. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Now, Crevo, for lack of a better term, there's a lot of cliche compliments used, particularly when describing someone's partner, right? So you use, you know, beautiful, stunning, like all these kind of...
Lovely.
All these kind of cliche compliments.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, a compliment has come across my desk, which I think's an all-timer. One of the best I've ever seen.
So this is like, say your friend gets a new partner.
Yeah.
And then you roll this one out.
Well, I mean, this is one to use probably for a long-time partner.
Okay, all right.
I'll explain as we head into it, but Kyra Sedgwick, who's obviously married to Kevin Bacon, has described Kevin Bacon as being like roast chicken, right? Being like a roast chook. So she goes on to say, sometimes he's romantic and it's like, oh my God, and other times he's just like roast chicken. Which she's implying is that, like, obviously sometimes there's sparks and fireworks in the relationship, but even in those off periods, he's still reliable, dependable, easy.
Delicious.
He's just like delicious. He's just like a roast chook, which I think is maybe the best compliment of all time. How good's that?
Is chicken the best roast of all the roasts? You got, like, pork, beef, chicken, lamb.
I guess the idea is, though, that the old, like, you go and get the bachelor handbag.
Oh, right.
You know, like a Coles roast chook. It's easy, you know? You're thinking, like, oh, you know, maybe you've had a long day.
Yeah.
You want to sort something for dinner. Couple salads and a roast chook from Coles
will
get
rolls.
You sorted.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying, though. It's, you know, it's always reliable, always hits the spot, always easy.
Easy, like...
Dependable.
Yeah, ready to go. You know what? That is a great compliment, because even on the bad times, you're still that good.
Well, that's it. That's what she's saying. So she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just thought, what a creative and great compliment. Obviously, she must not have gone to Coles Junction, because I've had some pretty rubbish.
Maybe she's talking like a home cooked one, and that's what that's the standard, the gold standard. Juicy when the knife slices through it, you get that little spurt of juice.
Yeah, well, those Hollywood couples, they wouldn't be going and getting the bachelor handbag.
Unlikely, they're getting a bit more gourmet. They're going to Mayfield charcoal chicken for theirs.
Yeah,
that's how famously good that one is. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
New week, new you, and a chance to be a champion of three of a kind. Now, if you haven't heard how this game works, basically we give you three things, we say three words, and you got to figure out what is the theme between those three things.
That's it. Really easy, isn't it?
Yeah. So here's an example for you.
Okay.
All right? I'll give you an example. Pirelli, Toyo, Michelin.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Now, of course, your name is your buzzer.
Yeah.
Are they tyres?
Yeah, brands of tyres. So
come on.
That's how easy it is. So we need two contestants, 4967-4105, to call up and play this little game where you figure out the theme between three things. Simple
now,
as that.
If you can do that better than your opponent, of course, up for grabs today, Crevo. Prizes coming out the wazoo. We've got two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew Jones Stand for the Knights versus Tigers this Friday night, McDonald Jones Stadium. Prime time, Friday,
how
at McDonald
good's
Jones.
That?
Plus, We should pump the Tigers.
Yeah, I think so.
We're coming off the bye before that, we pumped the Doggies in good form.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we'll make a bit of a mockery of the Tigers. Plus, as well, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out, which is four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
Oh, so, my God. All to play for.
4967-405. Want to get involved in the Hotshots? Want to go see the Knights this weekend?
Either or.
All you got to do, 4967-4105. Of course, we need two contestants for two of a kind on the other... Three of a kind,
even.
Sorry, on the other side of this.
Yeah, so give us a call now if you'd like to. Like I said, start the new week as a champion. 4967-4105. Call now.
And now, of course, up next, Crevo. We all know the cost of living is through the roof.
Oh,
it's extortionate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a story about a lady from the States who is going to some extreme measures to try and save a dollar.
Okay, maybe a tip for you in this. Now, though...
1, 2, 3...
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
This is, of course, where you just got to figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you. Your name is your buzzer. First of two, best of three. There's the mechanics behind it. And it's very easy. We just give you three things. You got to play detective. Work out. What's the theme? Call it out. Way to go. Simple as that.
Well, that's it. We play every morning. So, yeah. I mean, you learn very quickly how the game works. But like you said, we make it super simple because it's nice and early in the morning. And, you know, I guess because it is nice and early, we like to reward people for getting up.
Sure do.
And this morning, up for grabs, we've got two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stands for the Knights versus Tigers this Friday night, John Jones Stadium. Hopefully they can give the Tigers the business. I think they should.
Tentatively, good chance.
I'm penciling him in for a win.
Great. Done.
Plus, also, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel on Friday, July 21.
So, how good's that?
I mean, prizes coming out the wazoo. Should we meet the people who are vying for these prizes?
Of course. Let's do it. Here we go.
We've got, going to Bolton Point to begin with, Gary on the line. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Mate, very well. You had a good weekend, did you?
Yeah, did, actually.
Yeah, well, nice one.
Lovely to hear it. Well, fingers crossed we can start this week off with a bang as well and get you some prizes. Up against you, though, we've got Sam in Gosford. Hey, Sam.
How's it going, mate?
Oh, very well. Brilliant. Sam, how's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Just another day at work.
Yeah, just getting it done. What are you doing for work?
Me, I'm a cleaner for Mount
Hatton. Yeah, nice stuff. Good stuff. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's test everyone's buzzers first. Gary, you go now.
Gary.
Lovely. And Sam?
Sam.
Oh, it's all working. Here
all
we go.
All the technology's working. Best luck, gentlemen. Your first, I guess, set of three things is Pyramid, Stonehenge, Great Wall of China.
Gary
quickest.
Gary? Oh, Tourist Point.
What was that?
They're all Egypt Tourist Point, aren't they?
Oh,
I'm not
going to
take that,
no.
Sam.
Ancient old civilizations.
I'm not going to take that either. I don't think. I was looking for man-made wonders of the world.
There we go.
That's what I was looking for. Okay. All right, best of luck for your next one.
Bit of a tricky one first, but that's right. Okay.
No, this one will be a little bit easier. We've got pineapple, banana, mango.
Sam.
Sam, quickest there.
Fruit
is correct.
Lovely.
So that's one on the board for Sam.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one, gentlemen. Best of luck. Slide, seesaw, swings.
Sam.
Sam, quickest again.
Playground
equipment is correct.
Okay.
Well done, mate. Congratulations. You're off to see the Knights this Friday. Taking on the Tigers at McDonald Jones Stadium. You got two tickets, gold reserve in the Andrew John stands. Congratulations, mate.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, Gary, as our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, fantastic.
Happy days. Happy days. And, of course, both those gentlemen as well are in the draw for the Girls Not Out. At the Sydney Hotshots, the Mayfield Hotel, Friday 21.
So excited for that. Oh. I can feel it in the air.
Well, everyone that contributes to the show all this week goes in the draw. So if that sounds like something that's up your alley, make sure you get involved in the show. Super
Indeed.
Easy. And Crevo, currently I'm in the market for a rental. So
okay.
I'm kind of looking around and shopping the market.
Nice one.
It's so hard to get in and it's so expensive now. Like,
that's
rent has
true.
Gone up extortionately, like exponentially in the last 12 months, 18 months or so.
Oh, yeah. My mate's place went up like $200 a week.
Well, that's it. And it doesn't look like there's going to be much relief in the near future anyway. It looks like it might even get more painful before it gets better, unfortunately. But people are feeling this not only, you know, in the Hunter or Australia, but worldwide. And then there's a lady in the States who's gone to, I guess, extraordinary measures to try and save a dollar. Because of this, I guess, cost of living crisis. So she's a 21-year-old student, like I said, from the States. She's currently studying out of New Jersey. But since COVID-19, basically, not only have a lot of workplaces allowed people to work online, but a lot of university courses have become available for online tuition as well.
So you can just do your classes through Zoom or whatever.
Through Zoom and stuff like that. So she's studying out of New Jersey, but she lives in South Carolina.
How far away is that on the map?
It's like a 2-hour flight, hour and a half flight.
Oh, that's far, far.
Far, like, far, yeah. So she's not even, like...
Say, from Newcastle, it'd be, like, living on the Gold Coast or even further? Even further.
Like even further.
Like, far north Queensland.
Yeah, yeah. So she's, like, a long way away from there.
Yeah.
But her university has set her up in summer internship. So she needs to do this internship as part of her university degree.
Right.
And that requires her to be in the office one day a week in New Jersey.
Okay.
Like we said, she's like an hour and a half, 2-hour flight away. Long trek.
Yeah.
But what she's worked out is it's cheaper for her to stay with her parents in South Carolina and fly to and from each day, one day a week, to this internship than it is to get rent in New Jersey.
You know what? That's not so crazy. Like, if you can figure it out, and like you said, an hour and a half to 2 hours, it's really just like nipping down the M1 to Sydney from Newcastle.
Yeah.
If you can do that just once a week.
Plus all the customs and stuff as well.
Oh, you know. That's right. It's all going to work out. So, well, I guess there's a little... No, but if you're just flying domestic,
I guess. There's not much hoops to jump through, are there?
And no. You're not having checked baggage. Not
no,
for one night.
No. Just not even one night.
Yeah.
So she leaves like 3 a.m. and gets home at like 10 at night or something like that, she reckons.
You know what? If you're going to save a dollar how you can, why not?
Well, it's interesting you say that. So it's a 10-week program, and she's calculated, she's done the maths.
Yeah.
And she reckons minimum, she's saving upwards of $3,000 over 10 weeks.
When you're a student, you're saving it where you can.
$3,000? Doesn't matter, student or not. $3,000's nothing to scoff at.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. But yeah, so crazy that it's cheaper for her to stay and fly once a week to and from than it is to get rent.
That shows how bad the rental crisis is, doesn't it?
Oh, it's awful. And I mean, like, the impact on the environment as well. They just need to sort out some other forms of fast transport for people, or alternatively, the better solution, bring down rent.
Yeah.
Cap rent a little bit, or I don't know.
Maybe, where could you fly in from? Maybe you could live in far north Queensland, commute for the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well,
rent's cheap up there.
She's living with her parents in South Carolina. Perth's a little bit far.
Too far for that.
A little bit far.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and get ready, because just after 7 o'clock, Stephen, we've got not one, not two, not two and a half, but $300 up for grabs with trivia checks. So if you want $300 for free, just get ready just after 7, because only one question separates you and $300.
Wow. Like you said, that's coming up after 7. Up next, though, Crevo, I'm getting ready to go to Sydney this weekend.
Nice one.
I'm going to go see my folks who are on holiday on the East Coast.
That's
I've got a bit of a packing question for you. So unpack that next, if you don't mind.
Ooh, pardon the pun. I see what you did there.
Crevo, getting ready to spend this weekend in Sydney.
Yep.
So I'm going for 2 nights, 3 days, just to spend some time with my folks who are actually over on the East Coast on holiday from Perth.
That's a nice coincidence.
Yes.
They're over here, you may as well hang out.
Well, that's it. I might as well just take a trip down the M1 and spend some time with them in Sydney.
Yep.
But mum, as mums do, is on me case, you know, like making, she's acting like Sydney's a third world country, basically, that I'm not going to be able to just buy anything that I forget. In Sydney, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If I forget a charger, I can buy it there, Mum. You know? Like, or if I get a jumper, a raincoat, I can buy one there. It's not going to be a big deal. But anyway, she's on me case, as mums are. And it got me thinking back to the last time I spent a weekend in Sydney, where I went with a friend a couple months ago. I took, obviously, just my backpack with a couple items in it. He brought a full suitcase for 2 nights in Sydney, right?
Oh,
ridiculous.
It's a lot. It is
so
a lot.
obviously when, you know, I pulled up to his house, because I was driving us, pulled up to his house and went, you know, hop in. He was like, open the boot for a suitcase. I instantly started questioning, what have you got in there? Why do you need a full suitcase? You know, he's got bloody four pairs of shoes and this, that and the other. But he's also telling me he's got all these jocks and socks, like a ridiculous amount of undies for 2 nights. He told me he brought, right, I'm talking just like your jocks, 8 pairs. 8 pairs for
That's
2 nights.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Ridiculous. I was like, what do you need it for? We're there for 3 days. You're wearing a pair, I assume, to begin with. So you're taking 9 in total. What do you need it for? He was like, oh, what if, you know, like, we go for a swim or, like, they get wet or, like, I soil myself. What, soil yourself 6 times over a weekend? When was the last time you saw it? Absolutely ridiculous.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
I took, and I'm going to take as well this weekend, 2 pairs. One I'm wearing. And 1 spare.
That's not enough.
You don't reckon that's enough?
I think your friend's overboard, but 4 or 5 is fine. In fact, I'm saying go 4. 4.
You'd go 4, you reckon?
Yeah, so here's... Let me explain where you wear them.
Okay.
Right? So you arrive in Sydney on Friday afternoon, and then for Friday night, you want to have a shower, like to go out to dinner or whatever. So you freshen up, and you don't just put the same old smelly undies back on. Fresh clothes. You want to be fresh. Pair 1, right?
All right.
Saturday morning, you wake up. You know where last night's? Yeah, once again, showering up, getting ready for a nice lunch or something. Out you go. Number 2, dinner. And you go out again. Number 3. And then Sunday morning, number 4. Plus the one you're wearing, that's 5.
You reckon 5's the optimal amount?
5's perfect.
I think that's overkill.
That way you're not just like recycling them and then the same, you know.
You always need to bring a suitcase as well. 5 pairs of undies. Yeah, taking the mick.
I reckon that's suitable.
Forwards, backwards, inside out, 1 spare in case you need.
You're a grot.
No, it's just efficiency. That's what it is, you know. It's just, you know, being efficient with my space and more weight takes up more fuel in the car, you know.
A few more pairs of undies.
Petrol's expensive these days.
Not increasing your fuel bill for the trip. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Well, this is what I want to know, though. So for a 3-day trip, 2 nights, 3 days, what's the optimal amount of undies you're taking?
Or is... surely no one else is saying 1 is enough. I think you're on your own now.
The pair I'm wearing plus a spare. So it's 2, really.
Oh, hardly. Hardly 2.
Anyway, 4967405 is, of course, the number to get in touch with us on. And if you're getting involved in the show, of course, you're on the draw for a family pass, the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, on now until July 16th at Nobby's Beach. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night, which is 4 people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
So what's the question here? 4967-4105. Is Stephen a grot for only taking one pair of undies?
No, how many is the optimal amount, I guess, for 2 nights, back, 3 days?
Back, front, and inside out.
Yeah, 3 wears.
Disgusting. Absolutely gross. All right, if you want to win all those prizes, all you need to do is give your opinion. For a 3-day trip, is 1 pair of undies enough? No, it's not. New FM.
And I thought I had a friend in you this morning, Kareeva. I was seeking, I guess, some reassurance, some support from yourself.
Nah.
Because I'm getting prepared for a trip to Sydney this weekend. Just 2 nights, 3 days. You know, Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday type job. So I'm getting my stuff sorted, you know, starting to pack and all that good stuff. And, you know, I was just saying to you, last time I went to Sydney, my mate brought an extortion amount of undies, and any more than the one you're wearing in a spare pair is too many.
That's ridiculous. For 3 full days of activities, you reckon 1 spare pair of undies is enough?
Forward, backwards, inside out, a spare in case you soil yourself.
Absolutely gross. Absolutely gross is what I'm saying. You're a proper grot.
Well, of course, we've opened it up to the people of Newcastle. And, of course, you can always contact us on our Instagram, @thenovos_, which Hayley has done, and she tends to agree with you. I'd like to censor a comment as part of the media, you know. But
okay.
I guess the honour of the truth, I'll tell you that she does think I'm a grot. She's just said 1 pair, disgusting. That's all she said.
See, I knew I wasn't alone. Let's go to the phone, so. Robbie's first. How are you this morning?
Guys.
Yeah, doing good. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Is 1 pair enough or is that disgusting?
Stephen.
Yeah, Robbie.
Disgusting.
Thank you. Absolutely right.
No. So for 2 nights, 3 days, how many are you packing in the bag?
I'd take four.
There we go. See, I'm not alone. Another person.
That's exactly what you said as well,
yeah,
wasn't
four.
It?
Four, yeah.
I assume four plus the pair you're wearing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. All right. We've okay. also got Matt in Port Stevens. How are you?
Good morning. I'm freezing. I just got up. I was just woken up on this, Steven.
What are your thoughts on this, mate? What do you reckon?
I love it. No, one pair's enough.
Yeah, oh, good man.
All this unnecessary packing. You can store so much more stuff, bring back more souvenirs.
There you go.
Turn them inside out, back to front, and you've got your 3 days there.
Yeah, see, Matt gets it. Matt understands.
There we go.
And, you know, it's just better for the environment as well, you know. Like I said... use more fuel, you know, to take it there.
That's the dumbest.
More water when you put the wash on.
That's
you know?
The dumbest argument I've ever heard.
I'm just, what, do you not care about the environment, Greg?
I just don't think that adding three more pairs of undies to your car is going to increase your fuel costs.
What about the water to wash it, huh?
Doesn't even make a difference. You're absolutely out of control. Completely wrong. Completely wrong. Oh, well, it's me. Who was it on Instagram?
Hayley.
Hayley yeah. And Robbie. So 3-2, we win. I'm taking it.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, get your focus on if you want to score yourself $300. $300.
Not one.
No.
Not two.
No.
$300.
Foof. Yes, please. All you got to do is answer one question correctly.
That's it. One question between you and, like we said, $300 in your back pocket. Cash moolah. You don't get taxed on that.
No, none of that.
That's happy days.
Slide straight and you go, oh, yeah, I got 300 more. All right, I'm going to give you a sample, Stephen. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. What's the time?
It is currently 7:03.
Yep, you would have done it.
Bang, $300.
All yours. That's how easy was that? That's right. The sort of thing, right?
The magic number, 4967-4105, of course. We need one lucky contestant on the air to try and vie, like you said, for $300 this morning.
Good luck. 4967-4105. We'll play Trivia Check up next here at New FM as you wake up with the Novos.
And up next, Crevo, I've got a gripe. A bone to pick with the people of Newcastle. Uh-oh. I'm not happy. I'm going to get up on my soap.
Okay, that's up next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, my God. $300 up for grabs now. All we've got to do is, of course, answer one question correctly.
It's pretty simple. There's no hoops to jump through. There's no, like, T's and C's. None of that. You're not even taxed on it.
No.
Basically, you answer one question correct. Like Crevo said, $300 in your back pocket to start your week. That'll cure your Monday blues.
Oh, absolutely. And like it is, it's the whole thing. No tax. Oh, tax is annoying, isn't it?
Just tax chat.
I know. Let's meet our contestant from this morning. Sharon's out of Elmore Vale. How are you, Sharon?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
That's
the way. The birds are singing. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
Oh, on a Monday as well.
What'd you get up to on the weekend? Anything exciting?
Just chilled, made a pair of pajama pants, which I turned inside out the wrong way. I sewed it up. Never mind.
Nah, what to be done? They're pajama pants, you know? They're not seen by anyone, as long as they're comfy.
Did you wear them to the shops at all, Sharon?
No.
Nah. Oh, that's lucky. There's nothing worse than when you go out the shops and you go, oh, my pajama pants are inside out again.
What do you mean again? What do you... Let's move on quickly from this. I have no idea what Cremo's going on about. You got one question this morning, Sharon, a 5-second timer as well. Don't let it rattle you. Are you ready for your question?
Let's go.
All right, best of luck. Your question this morning, Sharon, is fulminology is the study of what?
Space?
Is it space? Oh, no.
No, unfortunately not. We were looking for lightning, the study of lightning this morning.
Hey, that's part of space. It comes from the sky.
Are you disputing the ruling?
Yes, I am.
All rulings are final. We're fair, you know. We're harsh but fair. We rule with an iron fist.
Really? And space...
guy.
You know what? Look, you've missed out on that, but we're still going to put you in the draw to go along to the
City Hot Shots
out at Mayfield Hotel, all right?
All right, okay. I'll be in that.
Yeah, you'll be in that. Of course you will. You can wear your pajama pants if you want.
Two sides to every coin, but $325, same time, same place tomorrow.
And Crevo, I've got a bone to pick, I suppose, with the people of Newcastle.
No, surely not.
I've got a bit of a gripe because Nova Castrians are too nice.
Now, what is this about?
Nah, so I've been trying to look after my health a little bit, so at least once a week I've been trying to go for a run. So from my place in Merriweather, I've been trying to run all the way to Bar Beach.
Yeah,
and then go for a little quick dip as like a cool down halfway stop, and then run back to my place. So normally I run, like, my house is just off Glebe Road.
Okay.
So I normally run right down Glebe all the way to Bar Beach, basically.
So how long's this run total?
Pretty long. It's probably like, must be 3Ks each way.
Yeah, right.
So it's probably like, I'd say a minimum 5K run total.
You're getting nice and fit, and that's why the Cardiff Hawks are doing so well.
Well, that's it. You're getting the Ks in. I'm just trying to, you know, like build that fitness up a little bit.
That's
so good. It was last week I was running back from Bar Beach. I'd gone for a little quick dip at my halfway stop. I was on my way back, and obviously this is the second leg of the run, so it hurts a lot more than the first leg.
Sure.
You know, you're already tired. You've already done a lot of the hard yards. And I wasn't far from home. Must have been a K total. And I was running down, like I said, Glebe Road. And I got to that zebra crossing near where Merriweather Public School is.
Yep.
So it's like the corner of Glebe and Henry Street, I think. Not far from where Sapphire Indian is.
Yeah.
So,
Well.
So I got to that zebra crossing, blowing, right? Really gassed. Been running, must have been, 5 Ks at this point. And I get to that zebra crossing. And, you know, it was like 5 in the arvo, heaps of traffic. I thought, you beauty, get a bit of a stop here while I got to wait to cross the road. Nope. Both cars going both directions, stopped straight away at the zebra crossing. I had to keep running. I had to keep going.
They've destroyed your little break. You thought, I've got an excuse here. I have to wait.
Excuse to stop and not look like I want to stop. You know, I'm like looking at the clock like, bloody hell. I'd love to keep running, but the cars, you know, they're in me way. But no, straight away, stopped in both directions. I had to reluctantly give him a wave, of course. Like, thank you so much for that stop.
So here's, the moral of this is if you see Stephen, his little mullet flowing in the air at the zebra crossing, just charge on through and don't let him cross because he wants a break.
I need a break. That's what I need. I'm blowing. I'm gassed.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, so, Stephen, on Saturday, I had some friends visiting, one from overseas and then a couple from Sydney.
From OS.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, we wanted to go out to the wineries.
Oh, of course, yes.
You know, classic. We went to this one called Harkham Wine.
Okay.
You go through the classic tasting.
Never been there, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a little smaller little winery. You go through all the regular tasting, and then at the end they go, oh, we've also got this. And it's like a chocolate liqueur.
Yum.
And it's the thickness, it's very, very thick.
It's like syrup almost, is it?
Even thicker.
Wow.
And it tastes, honestly, it's like a Ferrero Rocher, but in liquid form.
You know what that's perfect for? I've got like a bottle of this, similar stuff, not from there, obviously, but similar. Pries for like a early winter or something like that on your pancakes.
Mate. That is a great idea.
Or like Christmas. You know, Christmas, you're allowed. All the rules are thrown out the door for Christmas.
Indeed.
Put that on pancakes Christmas time.
Amazing. So my friends bought one or two each, and then I was like, I'll get one as well. They're like, it was sold out.
No, got it.
My friends bought the last few bottles. So if you've got some, sell that away. It's a rare vintage.
Who needs enemies when you got friends like that?
I know. That's fuming. So I'm going to have to like wait now for it to come back in stock.
Well, I've got a bone to pick with my friends as well. Funny you mentioned this, because I've got an invite finally in the mail. Two of my best mates are getting married next year. Very exciting. Their dream wedding. But it comes with a catch, and I need to pick your brains about this.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll help you solve this, because I am here as a friend and colleague. You're waking up with the Novos, New FM.
I've got some exciting news for you, Crevo, this morning, because finally in the mail, I've got the invite to one of my friend's weddings. So
nice one.
Two of my best friends, like, two people I went to high school with, high school sweethearts, obviously. They're finally getting married. They've got their, I guess, dream wedding planned.
That's really nice to be able to, like, see your friends from high school go all the way.
Oh, that's it, yeah. And there's not that many stories, are there, of high school sweethearts that go all the way. So, obviously, we're all very excited for this. And like I said, they have planned their dream wedding. So, they've got some, like, secluded villa in Bali somewhere, or Indonesia somewhere. I don't even think it's Bali. I think it's a different island. Right. But they're in Indonesia somewhere. This big secluded villa, which has obviously got the facilities to hold all of the guests as well.
So, that's booked out.
Yeah, it's booked out. So basically, you just got to send through the money for your accommodation and you can stay there on site of where the wedding is.
Yeah,
and,
it's all simple. No driving home, nothing.
Yeah, that's it. So that means everyone's one less thing everyone's got to worry about, I suppose.
For sure.
Which is very good of them.
Yeah.
So, like I said, excited to see this invite come in the mail. But right next to the invite, the bloody wedding registry. Gift registry. Are you kidding?
Yeah, okay.
That's greedy, isn't it? It's asking a bit much.
To go over to Bali. But most of the people would be from Perth, right?
Yeah, correct.
So to Bali's what, $200 or something?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like going from Newcastle up to the Gold Coast, basically.
Nah, but then you got to pay for your accommodation as well. Like, I know they've sorted a place where you can stay, but they're not shouting everyone's accommodation. You still got to pay for it. You got to pay your way there.
Bali accommodation, though, not that expensive.
Oh, get off it. Even so, you're not getting this trip for less than, like, a grand, right?
Yeah, but it's still sort of a holiday as well. I reckon you're...
Well, some of us got to work, you know? Like, I can't just spend 2 weeks chilling around in Indonesia.
I hear what you're saying, but I think if you go over to a wedding like that, get them a little something as well, a little gift to so they remember it by.
Me being there's the gift. Is it not? Is it not?
Like your presence is the present?
Yeah.
Exactly. How big do you think you are?
No.
Start a ticket machine for all the tickets this guy thinks he's got on his
belt. No, I don't think that at all. I just think, you know, like, we're all young adults and, like, we're all living in a world where it's getting very, like, more expensive every day to live in this world, really. Rent's going up, price of fuel's going up. It's harder and harder to save. And now they've decided that they want to have their dream wedding in Bali. Fair enough. But it's not my dream wedding. It's not my dream to see them get married in Bali.
You don't have to go, mate. If you can't afford it, don't go.
Some of my best mates. I want to go and I want to be there at their wedding.
Jump on Zoom.
But I don't want to buy them a bloody toaster as well. Or whatever they've got in the registry,
okay,
you know?
Well, this is the, I guess, the debate we land in here. 4967-4105. If you go to a destination wedding, do you have to give a gift as well? This is the question that we're asking. I'm saying if you're going along to someone's wedding, you got to give them something, or at least $50 in the wishing well or $100 in the wishing well.
Oh, even that. It's just, like, I think it's very greedy to ask people to take time off to book all flights and accommodation to come see your big day, make your big day special, and, you know, at the cost of myself, and then to ask for a present on top of that. I think a little bit ridiculous.
All right, well, you're saying no gifts, I'm saying gifts. So that's where we go, 4967-4105.
And, of course, everyone on the show today goes in the draw for Family Pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on for the school holidays through the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. Plus, as well, everyone that contributes to the show goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
So lovely. Prizes galore.
Yeah, lots of events to keep you busy. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to ask for a present at a destination wedding?
New FM.
We're in a bit of a debate this morning as well, Crevo, because I've got some exciting news. Two friends of mine, both from high school. I went to high school with both of them. They're getting married.
High school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. Their dream wedding pretty much this time next year. Invites finally come in the mail, which is exciting, obviously. But with it has come their, like, gift registry, which would normally not be a big deal.
Nah, of course not. You go to a wedding, got to give a gift.
Of course, of course. But their wedding's in this, like, secluded part of Indonesia. They've booked this whole villa out. So accommodation's sorted in the sense that you don't have to find a place. You still got to pay your way there. But they've, got this, you know, villa, so all the family and friends don't have to worry about that, can just, you know, get on the beers a little bit, enjoy, not have to drive home or get taxis or Ubers or whatever that is.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a bit greedy asking people to go, A, on holiday, and then B, to also get you a gift when they're already spending thousands of dollars to come for your dream day, your special day.
Well, you don't have to go, mate. This is what I'm saying. And if you do, if you go to a wedding, got to bring a gift. I stand by that.
I just think it's so greedy. But anyway, we are clashing in studio, so, of course, we thought we'd open it up to the people of Newcastle. And, of course, you can get contact with us all the time on Instagram at the Novos _. We've got a poll up there which Sarah has responded to saying, you are choosing to go on holiday if you attend. I generally give a gift voucher for a nice dinner out instead of cash.
There we go. Correct.
So Sarah tends to agree with
she
you.
She gets it. She gets it.
Rolling that's, in it. She must be on a nice wicket, Sarah. That's what I imagine from that.
Let's go to Jasmine up next. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think, no. They shouldn't tell you what they want. They get what they're given or they don't get anything at all.
Yeah, but they're still getting a gift, aren't they, Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they are.
That's correct.
Yeah, Nicole must be on a nice wicket as well. Everyone, I just think it's just so greedy, isn't it?
Don't be tight when it comes to your best friends. Try and get them something, a little something.
Not being tight, I'm flying to bloody Bali. Ridiculous.
I don't know. I think you're being a bit tight and stingy.
Anyway, let's go Western next. We've got Belinda on the line. Hey, Belinda.
Hi.
Now tell us, what do you think of this? What's your opinion?
I think no. I got married in Fiji in 2019. I told my guests no presents because they're paying for their flights, their accommodation, and I think that's enough.
Like, yeah.
It's a fair bit of money for people to come over.
Exactly. Yeah, a bit of common sense. It's your special day as well. It's not their special day. And if you really do want, like, your loved ones to be there, their presence will be enough.
You know what?
Them getting up to going to Fiji, you know, as was the case for Belinda.
You found one tiny bit of support with Belinda and you think, you've run this already. But everyone else is saying, get them a little gift. Loosen the purse strings a bit. Like, let some of that money out the wallet that you're holding in there so tight, Stephen.
There's no money to hold in there. That's the problem. I'm running on empty, on fumes.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And you mentioned there, Jess, a lot less windy today. It was blowing a gale on Saturday.
It was horrid.
It was very windy.
I was playing footy in it. I've got, like, my lips are all chapped. I've got, like, wind burn. Like, real disgusting. But, you know, we persevered through those tough conditions. Four wins from four for the mighty Catapults.
Yes!
Still not at the bulletin, but, Jess, what's going on? What gives?
It's coming. I promise.
All right.
Those words, we've heard it.
Yeah, I've been
now
stunned
you have
before.
To through.
Nah, four wins from four for the mighty Carter Hawks on the weekend. Through those blistering conditions, it was blowing a gale. It was absolutely unbearable.
But you know what though? The real winners there prevail, and that's the main thing.
That's it. When the going gets tough, the mighty Carter Hawks they get going.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and it makes sense. Right? The hawk does love wind as its spirit animal.
There you go.
Something in that.
Definitely is. All right. Hey, up next, I've had a really interesting, interaction with a customer for the shop through Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
They're wanting to trade some food for one of my precious collectibles.
Wow, okay.
We'll chat more about it up next.
Now, what's the goss up next? Scott, give us a little tease. What's coming up?
Well, Stephen, I know that you're a massive reality TV guy. Breaking over the weekend, a reality TV show that I, for one, thought was being sent to the graveyard. Turns out it's making a return. I got all the details next.
Okay. All to play for, like Scott said, up next.
Indeed. Now, though, a little situation from Crevo Shop.
Uh-huh.
So, we've got a lot of items on Facebook Marketplace that we sell. One of them I've got up there at the moment is this little, it's like a blue matchbox car from about 50 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
It's quite collectible. Great
nostalgia
condition.
In there as well.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's $50 because it's a very rare one. Anyway, I get this message pop up on my phone from a Rylan who seems to be interested in the car.
Right, okay.
May have misunderstood the ad, though, I thought at first, because he said, how many kilometres does it have on it? And also, could I trade you a KFC Go Bucket if you want? And I was like,
hold on, what's going on here?
Hang on a second. Firstly, he's either misunderstood the ad or he's taken the absolute mickey here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a bit peckish. Maybe let's see what we can get here. So I said, have you eaten any of the pieces from the Go Bucket, or do you promise that it's proper full?
You winded him up. You're leading him on here.
Well, he said, and then he's replied with, No, only a little nibble from the cardboard. And I was like, okay, things are getting even stranger because he's left the chicken and the chips and he's eaten from the cardboard.
And I thought, famously the best bit of the go bucket.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? I actually haven't answered his initial question. I better get back to him here. So I said, the car's done 265,000 Ks. And also, do you have any of those tubs of supercharged sauce? It's my favourite. To which he's got back to me and said, you've actually got a few in my cupboard. You're being serious, right?
No.
And I said, you know what? I am being serious. What kind of go bucket is it? Wicked wing? Popcorn chicken? Chicken nugget? Tell me.
You're not being serious, Bart.
This is legit, right?
Okay.
I was feeling hungry. And he's going, I have the wicked wing, popcorn chicken, and chicken nugget. You can have all three if you want. I was like, has he just done a big order and then he's seen a car he wants more? Maybe. And then I was like, you got any original recipe hanging around? And then he's replied with, you're in luck. I'm heading down to the local KFC now.
What is happening here? What is this transaction?
I don't know, but things got weird when I then sent him this, like, gif of the Colonel winking with, like, love hearts floating around him. And then he sent me back this little cat with an eye patch going, I'm hungry.
What on earth?
I've replied with, any chance of getting those three go buckets delivered today? No reply.
No.
I was devastated. Here's me thinking I'm going to get a feed from KFC. I've ended up with nothing but a couple of gifts.
Well, you're actually going to trade it.
Oh, I would have.
That's unbelievable. That's so, so rogue.
Let's check your traffic. UFM.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
A reality TV reboot. Scott, what's going on?
Well, not necessarily a reboot. It did play at the start of this year, but from all accounts, the ratings weren't good. The show wasn't good. I, for one, thought that they were going to wrap it up, The Bachelor. But nay, it's The Bachelors. Remember at the start of this year, they had three of them?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a ploy to try and create more drama, wasn't it?
Oh, that was it. It ended up being a bit of a dog's dinner, and I don't think anybody really resonated with the three Bachelors. Alas, here we are, approaching the end of the year, and Channel 10 announcing over the weekend that The Bachelors is coming back. Three new contestants to win our hearts, soon to be smitten suitors, as they are called.
Oh, God, please. What about The Bachelorette? Is that ever happening?
Well, I don't know. I thought The Bachelorette was... I thought that the whole franchise was taking a bit of a backseat for a little bit, and Channel 10 were going to go down the line of, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, because that's been such a dominant, like, ratings force for them.
And what's that other one? Is it Fun Boy Island? F-Boy Island?
Oh, well, yes, let's go with fun. That one's...
that's what it's called. That's what it stands for.
That's on a streaming service, Creevo, so that's the one you're free to wear.
Yeah, right.
But yes, they've got three blokes ready and raring to go. Wesley, Ben, and Luke. Wesley is Brazil's hottest export, as they call him. Ben, he's an international model, and Luke is a former NRL player. So they're ready to take over our screens, as is Osher. Right. He's coming back.
What's the reception been like on socials?
A little bit so-so. Like, some people were like, oh, yeah, we can do this again. Others were like, please stop. Why? So a bit of a mixed reception there, but I'm sure it'll get some good ratings. But at the start of the year with The Bachelors, the first attempt at it, I do believe Channel 10 rushed the ending because they were like, just get it off the air. Get it off as soon as we can. And so they usually did two shows a week. They went up to like four or something.
Yeah, to try and finish it quickly.
To finish it quickly because the ratings day was starting and they did not want The Bachelors on for that point.
I don't know.
They're kind of like in this middle, like weird middle ground where they're not like, they're trying to be a wholesome love show. But then they're trying to like also import the drama. Mm. And you can't have it both ways. It's either, like, wholesome or it's going to be full of drama. You can't have your cake and eat it.
And also all those jobs, half the time they're fake. Remember they had that astrophysicist
who just worked
in sales in the end or something? What an absolute cheer. Yeah, exactly. The whole thing feels a bit like that.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Creevo, if you're dreaming of a winter getaway...
we've got something for you here at New FM. We like to treat you. We're giving you the chance to escape and unwind with a Stayport Stevens holiday. So you get to experience the coastal vibes, staying two nights in an amazing Hamptons beach house for up to 8 people.
And there's nothing better.
You always get 2 families there.
That's right. Or if you've got one big family, you can take all them.
Well, that's it.
And there's nothing better than getting away. You've got like this Hamptons vibe house, which is going to be so nice. Everyone's there. You have a nice barbecue. Enjoy the beach.
I imagine you have a pretty flashy view there as well. If you want to get your mitts on this prize, you just got to head to newfm.com.au, register, and then obviously we'll announce one winner a week to escape winter at Port Stephens. So Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au, or like we said, make sure you head to our website, newfm.com.au, register there, because we'll be giving away one a week.
One a week. How good's that? Well, get on there and register ASAP as you wake up with a Nova. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
And Crevo, last Friday after the show, I went and did some shopping on the way home from work.
Yep.
So I swung past Waratah Village.
Nice.
And went into the Coles there. I also had to pick up a new smoothie maker. So there's like a Kmart there. Went in there, got the smoothie maker.
Two in one.
That's it. And then ducked across and got all my groceries and that at the Coles there at Waratah Village. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And while I was there, I noticed a peculiar character in the fruit and veg section.
Mm.
And he was causing all kinds of carnage, right? So while I was there, I was, you know, I've actually got some grapes in front of me now. I went and picked up some grapes from the fresh fruit and veg.
Yep.
And he was getting some grapes as well, but he was there looking for ages. I was like, man, this guy's really deliberating between which pack of grapes he wants. He's really going through them all. And as I got closer, I realised he wasn't inspecting the grapes, but rather like de-stemming them, I suppose. So what he was doing was taking all the grapes off the stem and throwing the stem, I don't know, towards the back of the shelf. You know, problem passed on as a
genius.
Problem solved, so he thought. And was then putting just purely the grapes in the bag, because obviously your fruit and veg, you pay per kilo.
By the way, well, this guy gets it. Yeah. Genius. What a great idea.
Do you genuinely reckon, though, that he's a bit of a menace?
No, so here's the thing.
And how much do the stems weigh?
Well, every bit counts. Cost of living is through the roof at the moment.
I get that.
How much money are you making over there? You signed a new contract I don't know about? Outrageous. Is Mr. Fancy Pants full of money able to just buy in whatever stems he wants, just paying for stems left, right and centre? How about this?
Are you done? Have you had enough?
No. Think about this for a second, right? When you buy an apple, you don't buy the branch with it, do you?
You just
get the apple, just get the fruit. You're paying for the fruit. I think this guy's a genius.
All right, you done?
Yep.
All right, well, I think, although, like you said, maybe it's not, like, illegal. Someone's got to clean that up. Morally, it's not right. Ethically, it's not right.
Nah, because what if someone just wants the stems? They're then sorted.
No, just wants the stems?
You just grab a bit of stem, you're good to go.
That is ridiculous. Well, that's the problem. Where do you draw the line then? Like, do you start peeling bananas before you take them out? Peeling your oranges, you know?
Nah, that's too far. But grapes, they've got a little peel on them already. You're already paying for the skin as well.
What about the broccoli stems?
Well, I don't mind eating the stems, but if I wasn't into them, I'd get rid of it. I'd break them off.
Happy just to snap it and just leave the stems.
Well, I'm not paying for that bit if I don't want it. That's outrageous.
That's
often, right, how fruit and veg, that's how they get you. They put bits on you don't want.
They don't do it on purpose. They're not planting these bits on there just to annoy you.
No, I reckon they're cutting it way down on the broccoli to give you heaps of extra stalk when you don't want it. It's an outrage. That's how the big fruit and veg, that's how they get you.
Here we go. I think I'm on the opposite side of the fence to you, clearly. I thought you were going to agree that this was a bit of a weird character, but
I just think it's genius.
I think it's strange. I think, like, the poor workers that, you know, are there in the retail industry, they're battling, you know? They're there working day in, day out. Now they've got to clean up your rubbish as well.
Dave, who works in, like, Woolworths or whatever, he doesn't care that there's a couple of stems to throw in the green bin right next to him. And you know what? Like I said, if someone wants stems, they're good and ready now.
I think this is ridiculous. Anyway, obviously, we're at odds here. We're on opposite sides of this argument. So let's open it up to people in Newcastle. 4967405. Is it right or wrong? What's the terming? Like, de-stem?
Yeah.
De-shell the fruit?
Just getting the bit of the fruit that you want. That's fine. Fruit and veg, just get in there. Get the bits you want. You don't want to pay all this extra tonnage for stuff you're not going to eat anyway.
Tonnage. Is it right or wrong? 4967 4105. And of course, for sharing your opinion on the air, best callers today get to go to the Newcastle Fun Fest, of course, the Winter Fun Fest on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach.
No one's going to be on your side. Oh, yeah, here, eat. Oh, you're going to eat an apple branch, are you?
Are you done? I'm still, there's more prizes to be said here.
Sorry.
And of course, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out, four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. So, 4967 4105, help us out. Do you think it's right or wrong to, like, shell, de-stem the fruit before you buy it at the supermarket?
You've got to save a dollar where you can. It's tough out there. Team Crevo for the win. New FM.
And I'm genuinely rattled. Like, I actually am so rattled because...
Why?
We spoke about it just earlier, but on Friday I went shopping at Waratah Village.
Yeah.
I was at Coles. I was looking through the fresh produce, the fruit and veg, and was going to buy some grapes, which I'm actually... eating now.
How are they?
Yeah, very nice.
Now, have you got them on the stem or off?
No, I've taken it off. The stem's in the bin.
See, but, chucked away. Wastage.
This is what Crevo's alluding to. I saw a gentleman there who was in front of the grape section, and basically he was de-stemming all the grapes. So he was taking all the stems off, throwing them like in the back of the shelf. Problem for the worker, apparently.
What a genius.
And then was having just like purely grapes in his bag, because obviously you get charged per kilo for your fruit and veg. So I guess he's saving a minuscule amount of money, but for so much effort. And at the... this inconvenience, I suppose, of all the workers there.
That, hey, look, you say that, but so this is like back in February. Coles, they had their profit, operations profits, up 11.4% to $616 million. Phew. Little Darren there, who's just like short a couple of dollars and wants to get a bit of fruit for his kids, can't be mad at him.
No, but the problem is, you know, like, it's not Coles versus Little Darren, as you're saying, because it's not Coles as an entity that has to clean up the mess. It's poor, I don't know, it's poor Peter, who's working for close to the award rate, you know, struggling away in retail. He's got to look after that.
He's just chucked a couple of stems in the bin. Who's no dramas? I just think that that person, kind of genius. You're not paying for what you're not eating that way.
I just think it's wrong. Okay. I think it's, yeah, morally, I think it's wrong. Yeah, just clean up after your own mess. Why should you just have to get to leave it?
All right, let's let Newcastle decide once and for all via the only way possible, a couple of phone calls. All right, Mark's in Rutherford. How are you this morning?
Good, on my way to work.
Yeah, nice one. Where are you working at?
I work in traffic control, so I'll be in Mayfield.
Yeah, nice. God's country. Good part of the world. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to say no.
You reckon it's wrong?
Yeah, it is. If you think about it, health issues as well. He could have sneezed on his hands. So those grapes that you're eating right now could be, like, infected.
No, because he's picking his own grapes off and putting them in his own bag. I don't think that's really the issue. Because, like, I guess unless you did want to buy some of those stems, that could be an issue, yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's his own grapes.
Yeah.
But he could have touched other grapes before that and just put some in other bags.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a separate issue. But I'll give you a point to you.
Yeah, Mark's saying it's wrong.
One point to Team Stephen.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to hear that. Mark's talking some sense this morning.
And he does like Mayfield, so I'm about him. Maryland is where we go next. Jen, how are you this morning? Hello, Jen. Jen's gone. Yeah, well, 100% of calls go to Stephen. Not much of a win for me. An absolute loss. 100% of Nova Castrians saying it's wrong to be picking the stalks off broccoli, and there we'll wrap things up for the day.
Health and safety issue. That's what it is, Craig.
I know. He could have sneezed on his hands. Well, that's us done for today. It's been good to be back after a couple of days off. Should be a cracking week ahead as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, to round out the week, I suppose, one a week, we're giving away a stay at Port Stephens holiday. So all you need to do is head to newfm.com.au, register there, and you get yourself an amazing two-night stay at a Hamptons beach house for up to eight people. So
how good would that
be? I said, if you want to get involved in this, head to newfm.com.au. Once you're registered there, me and you, at an undisclosed time throughout the morning.
Yes, it's going to be a surprise.
Throughout the week. Yeah. They're giving away one lucky person this two-night stay.
Boom. Shock. It'll just be right there. Free stay for someone. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. See ya.
See you then.